56.0. EDG 01130420261235, audio. Now let's talk a little more about these cameras. Should we call them cameras or mini telescopes? You guessed it. A bit of humor leads us to believe that NASA is solely a space exploration center, at least for now. So let's explore. Ideally, in our opinion, we would have cameras capable of seeing far. Again, nothing is simple. These cameras, installed externally, must be constantly powered by the station's electricity. Without power, there is a definite risk of malfunction. Why mention this? Even though these cameras are installed outside the station, we believe that their physical connection should be made with a significant mechanical link to the outer shell. By installing the cameras this way, the station's controlled thermal leaks will help maintain the cameras in a, shall we say, borderline environment in the event of a power outage. The same old problems arise with heat and cold. Some of these space cameras are cooled to improve image quality. It's also logical to assume that these cameras are also heated to maintain an acceptable environment for the internal electronics. By having a sufficiently large surface junction, the camera's external environment should remain at the same temperature as the station's envelope. Another point, of course, is the presence of batteries in these housings. Again, for the same reason, to be able to move and install the camera while maintaining a survival internal temperature to protect the instrument's electronics. This leads us to the various steps required to install these devices. Let's consider a first scenario. The camera, or the associated instruments, are housed in a casing. Before installation, this casing will be kept at a high temperature. To achieve this, an insulating cage will be necessary to transport the camera while maintaining the elevated temperature. At the end of the installation, the protective cage will need to be removed once the camera is powered by the station. Should we keep a small buffer zone outside? I don't know. Be patient, we're making progress. With this limited information, I can currently make some sketches, but I won't do it immediately. Don't be swayed by a complexity that seems to come out of nowhere. I've already said it, and I'll say it again, nothing is simple in space. No electronic instrument left abandoned and in the shade can survive in space. That's our conclusion so far. I know you probably don't want that battery in the camera. To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. The current date is April 13, 2026.